Track 9.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Nina Roberts, and today I'm hosting a discussion with three guests who work in personal counseling services. We'll be discussing how we can challenge conventional notions of physical appearance. First of all, let's start by asking Daniel, what problems can be associated with negative perceptions of your looks?
Many people come to counseling suffering from body image fixation. Body image refers to a person's emotional attitudes and perceptions of their own body, how they feel about their height, weight, shape, and general appearance.
So, what are the consequences of having a negative body image?
Before counseling, some of my clients had developed anxiety and even an obsession with their looks. They had become unhappy with their shape or size and had started to feel inadequate and lack self-assurance.
But Daniel, for most of us, aren't ideal body shapes and sizes just goals we set to try to look better?
No. Trying to meet conventional standards is bad for our mental health. Comparing ourselves to movie stars or to people we see in ads on the internet, for example, make us feel inferior. We need to see ourselves as interesting, complete, unique, attractive individuals. We are all good-looking in our own way.
Marina, what do you think?
Prior to counseling, many of my clients hadn't felt comfortable with their physical appearance and had been overly concerned about how others saw them. This type of negative thinking is a trap. We shouldn't worry about what others think of our appearance. It's better to think about who we are as individuals, our qualities, and our talents. It's the inside that counts, not what we look like on the outside.
You're saying that the goal shouldn't be just appearance?
Exactly. Before coming to see me, an increasing number of my clients had suffered from eating disorders. This tells me that many ideas about perfect body shape are potentially dangerous.
Interesting. Kevin, what do you think about standard notions of what a body should look like?
Aiming at physical perfection is harmful to our self-esteem. The ideal body doesn't exist. We need to change the channel and stop comparing ourselves to stars. Spend time with people who have a body-positive attitude instead. By this, I mean people who aren't obsessed with their looks. Learn to shine from the inside by being confident, kind, and joyful.
Well, you have all convinced me that there is no official definition of what we should look like, and that inner qualities are more important than our body shape or appearance. Thank you all for expressing your opinions so openly.